Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 36th verse of Surah An-Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa' wa yudhkara fiha ismuhu yusabbihu lahu fiha bilghudwi wal asal.
Such niches are in mosques, which Allah has ordered to be raised, and that His name be praised therein, exalting Him within them in the morning and the evenings.
فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. This lamp of guidance is found in houses which Allah has allowed to be exalted, and that His name be mentioned therein. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. There glorify Him therein, in the mornings and in the evenings. So, in the previous verse, as you were previously with us, we had a look at the characteristics of this divine light. This light of the Almighty Allah that some interpreted to faith, some others interpreted to Quran, the Prophet's monotheism, the spirit of piety and obedience, etc. Whatever that was, the similitude of this light was as a niche wherein is a lamp. Now, in this verse, we see that Almighty Allah is specifying its place. All the things that are necessary for this matter will be made clear. So the verse says, "Fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fiha ismuh." Many commentators consider this verse to be completely in connection with the previous one, as we commented on it. But some say it is related to the next verse and sentence. Of course, we do not see that these two verses, these two parts are actually completely connected. But that some say, what effect the existence of such lamp in the houses whose characteristics are stated has? We must say that a house whose walls are exalted and decisive, alert men guarded, guarantees the protection of this luminous lamp. This is the function of this house. And those who seek such source of light, of course, will be aware of its place. They will try to surpass the others to enjoy it. But what is the purpose of this buyut, this houses? This verse says, "Fi buyutin adina Allahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fiha ismuh, yusabbihu lahu fiha bilghudwi wal asal." There, they glorify Him therein in the mornings and in the evenings.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
The Arabic word turfa'a, adhinallahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fi hasmuh, in this verse means the height of a place, such as the other verses of the Holy Quran which say, and remember when Abraham and Ismail raised up the foundations of the house. قواعد من البيت. Imam Baqir عليه السلام, in this regard, has said, those houses that this verse mentions are the houses of prophets, the houses of sages and the infallible imams. Tha'labi also says in his commentary that one day, Prophet ﷺ was reciting this verse when Abu Bakr said that, is this the house of Ali and Fatima? And the Prophet said, yes, it is the best extension of this verse. In the Holy Quran, dear listeners, there are many cases in which glorification is used instead of ritual prayer. Surah Ali Imran, for example, says, and glorify him in the evening and early mornings. Surah Taha, for example, says, and glorify your Lord by praising him before the rising of the sun and before its setting. So this means that this specific time of the day and night, غدو والآصال, in the mornings and in the evenings, this is the best time of praying and glorifying the Almighty Allah because of all the blessings He has bestowed upon us. And some believe that the purpose of this phrase, الغدو والآصال, in the mornings and in the evenings, mentioned in this verse, is the punctual ritual prayers. Anyway, we are done with this 36th verse, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.